Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Becca. So glad you could join us today. Before we begin our prayer and reading, let's start off by taking some time to be still and quiet and just think about God's presence with us. Now let's take a moment to respond to the Lord and just share where we're at today, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, just how we're doing. Also, let's thank Him for what He's done, what He's going to do. A prayer for endurance. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first He suffered pain, and entered not into glory before He was crucified. Mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, as we open Your word, I pray that You would grant us the ears to hear from You today, God. Open our eyes to see You and who You really are as portrayed in Your scripture. God, may it not just be new information, but grow our relationship and understanding and knowledge of who You are, that You would lead us into Your kingdom by Your word today. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and delivered me from all of my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I don't know about others that have recorded on the podcast, but for me, it gives me the opportunity to read the psalm over and over and over again. And it never surprises me that each time I read it, something new sticks out, which is just so awesome to me. But this last time as I read the psalm, verse 6 was what really stood out to me. It says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." It made me curious, who's the psalmist and what are these troubles that the Lord has saved him from? And why is he so upbeat and rejoicing about it all? So I did some research. In my translation, before verse 1, it says, "Of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, so that he drove him out and he went away." Then there was a reference to 1 Samuel. So I went to 1 Samuel and read a little bit about what was going on in David's life when he wrote this psalm, only to find out he had come from one scary situation to another, fleeing from Saul for his life and ending up in Gath in a situation where the king of Gath was going to turn against him. So for David to get out of that scary situation, he quote unquote changed his behavior, which actually meant he pretended to be insane. That way the king would drive him out to get rid of the madman he was pretending to be. So David leaves, is all by himself. He literally just pretended to be insane to get out of there, and he ends up in a cave all by himself. But then his family finds out where he is and gathers others to come to where he is so that there's soon over 400 men with him on his side. It just put into perspective this psalm as I read it again, and the tone as David is rejoicing and describing a God who rescues him from his troubles. I think it was just really convicting to me, because as I reflected on the last week and my troubles, though insignificant that they may be compared to David's, they were definitely circumstances that I allowed to be troublesome to me. I was feeling overwhelmed by them, in a bad mood by them, and really just stuck. And as I read the psalm and how David talks so much about the fear of the Lord, it just struck me as well. He's in this scary situation where he is afraid, but his fear of the Lord is much greater than his fear of his current troubles. He's not stuck in his troubles. He's not overwhelmed by them. He has an active fear of the Lord in the midst of his troubles, to the point that he's rejoicing and declaring the goodness of that God. So again, it made me reflect on the times when I'm allowing my troubles to overwhelm me, where I'm not pursuing peace or joy, but just choosing to be stuck there in a bad mood by them. And that's not what I read here in this psalm as the fear of the Lord. To me, it's more a description of fear of my troubles and giving way to them. So I think the encouragement for me in this is knowing I have a God who rescues me from my troubles when I call out to him. And when I have an active fear of that God, I can turn from being so consumed by my troubles, insignificant as they may be, and find the joy and peace and see goodness that God has for me in the midst of those troubles. What troubles are you experiencing this week? Are they consuming you and leaving you feeling stuck? Do you believe our God is greater than those troubles? Call out to him for help and ask him for the joy and peace he can bring in the midst of those troubles. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word of encouragement. God, I just acknowledge that even in this past week, I've given way to my troubles. I have feared them more than I have feared you. I have chosen to be stuck, chosen to be reactive and in a bad mood by them. God, I see you in this psalm as a God that I can fear. You are great and mighty. You have good things for me. God, I thank you that in the midst of my troubles, I can seek you and find joy and peace there. I pray that as we go throughout our day, we would turn to you and cry out for help in the midst of our troubles. That through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come.